Hey, welcome to the Amado Mendoza Show, everybody. Today we want to talk about the topic, what does it mean to be free? What does it mean to be free? So let us talk about this in today's Amado Mendoza Show. Get ready. Let's go. Hey, welcome back. The year's 2021, the month July 5th. And I'm coming to you straight from the city of Linden. And I am excited, really excited, to be able to talk about this topic today with you. What does it mean to have freedom? If we were to ask a lot of people in a room, and we were to ask them, what does it mean to be free? What does it mean to have freedom? Everyone would give me a different definition, especially in this day and age, in this period that we're living in, this time of cancel culture, this time of Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, this time, this period where we have Democrats versus Republican, we have the woke versus the non-woke, the conservatives versus the radical liberals or the liberals. You know, we are just so polarized right now. And it's truly, truly amazing how everyone has a different interpretation of what it means to be free. It's incredible that people who are successful still find themselves with a yearning and a desire to be fulfilled. A few days ago, Oprah Winfrey was interviewing the Megan, and she was feeling oppressed. Even though she is a princess, she has a title now, and you know, she has a position, she's recognized worldwide, and she's not living minimum wage, yet she feels oppressed. Oprah Winfrey feels oppressed. She has millions of dollars, and yet she feels oppressed, unfulfilled. The sense of unfulfillment, that desire to be fulfilled, is a pretty dangerous one. Because imagine climbing, if you will, the highest mountain, and you make it up there to the top of the mountain peak, and then you're just thinking that you're going to have this glorious moment, this mountaintop experience that only the Moses experienced. And you go up there, and you find yourself with yourself. There's a mirror right on the top, and the mirror is looking right back at you, and all you see is yourself. And you say, why did I do this? Why did I come up to this mountain? And you look around to see if anybody sees you. You look around to see if there's any cameras to say, look, you did it. You did it. You gave yourself purpose, at least for a few seconds. Men and women have souls. And God created us to have fellowship with Him. You may have everything in life and have nothing if you don't have a relationship with God. You know it, and I know it, that our true fulfillment is only found in the one that created us, and that is God Himself. The body needs to be fed. The body needs to be taken care of. The body needs medication when it's hurt. But yet, there's a part of us that is called a soul that needs to find fulfillment, that needs to be liberated, that needs to find connection with his creator, and that is God. You have individuals who have a wonderful track record of success, and yet we amaze ourselves when they decide to commit suicide, and we ask ourselves, well, they had it all. Why would they make this mistake? Why would they take their lives when they realize that whatever they had was just a mirror on the top of the mountain, and they found themselves by themselves without the Lord, this happens. So we self-medicate. We try to help others just to glorify ourselves. We let everybody know, I did this for this foundation, I did that for that foundation. And because you want to hear the applause, you want to hear purpose, you want to hear, yes, well done. You have made something that matters to others, and that is wonderful. But yet, if you do it for your own self-gratification, if you do it outside of Christ, you're going to find yourself alone, by yourself, unfulfilled. Now you ask yourself, how can I find fulfillment? How can I find purpose? Jesus says, this is the words of Jesus as he read them from the book of Isaiah, recorded for us in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. So he has come under the authority and power of the Holy Spirit to give us a message that is considered to be good news. Because this message is a proclamation of freedom, a declaration of liberation. I have come to give sight to the blind. I have come to liberate the oppressed and to set free the incarcerated. All those are terms that we are familiar with because we have all experienced oppression. We have all experienced being incarcerated in ourselves or by others or separated by others. We have found ourselves to be blind to things that happened to us that we didn't see coming. But here Christ Jesus says, I have come with the power of the Holy Spirit to set you free. Free from what, you may ask? In John 8:34, he says, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, we have people who are slaves to sin. In other words, sin tells you what to do. A while ago, there was an interview that I was watching, and it was a reporter asking a criminal, are you a good person? And the person would say, I believe deep down in my heart I am a good person. He went and spoke with a rapist and asked him the same question, are you a good person? And he says, well, under the right circumstances, I do believe that I am a good person. Now, and then the second question was, why did you do what you did? And they would say, I don't know. Something just overtook me. And I just did what I felt like I needed to do it. Something drove me to do it. And we hear the story on again and again. We have something that in the courts where the person can plead for momentarily insanity. They were insane for a moment. And this is a plausible excuse for those who commit heinous crimes in our society. Your Honor, I lost my marbles. I became insane, and therefore, I have no responsibility for what I did. Now, we know that that doesn't always fly. A jury will still condemn the individual unless it can be proven medically. Yes, he has a medical problem. Yes, he has mental illness. And he did this crime. He had no control over it. But unless that can be established, most of the time, they do get sentenced, incarcerated. They get taken out of the society because they're uncontrollable. They cannot control who they are. They are enslaved by their sin. Now, you have other types of sin that may not be as egregious as those. Pride, sexual immorality, addiction, deception, hatred, anger, hatred of God, hatred of themselves, hatred of others, and just an undesire, a feeling of being unfulfilled, of loneliness, deep, deep loneliness. You may have it all, and yet feel not that you have nothing. Your mind has created a prison for you, and you find yourself all alone and enslaved, in need of a liberator. We'll be right back in the Amado Mendoza Show. Let's take a break. Enter Jesus. So now we have this opportunity that has been presented to the whole entire globe and to every single individual on earth. And there's testimony of those who have chosen to take that path to follow Jesus, of better things, of different experiences, of a better life, of a transformation that can only be possible through the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ. And here we have this opportunity. However, some do not take the exit. Some do not go through the door, which is Jesus, because of fear. Fear of what people may think of them. Fear that they might not find themselves good enough. Fear that they may be just, you know, prejudiced, because they're choosing to take one religion above the other. Freedom. Fear. Freedom is available, but fear stops them, because they might not want to lose their friends. Fear keeps them away from finding who they really are. Fear keeps them away from finding liberty in the liberator, which is Jesus Christ. So, sounds to me like a slave. People who refuse to come to Jesus, people who are driven, guided by, controlled by their sins, are slaves to sin. So if you find yourself in this situation, you are, my friend, a slave. Now, a slave has no say in the household. In other words, you have no authority over anything. You have no control over anything. You need someone from the family to come in and liberate you, to take you out of slavery, to give you a voice, to give you authority. And that someone is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has arrived, and he's anointed with the Holy Spirit, and he has arrived with a good message to liberate you, to set you free, to liberate you from whatever is holding you back, so that you may be able to have the living hope within you, the living hope of the gospel, the living hope of knowing that you have made your account right with the Lord, that he has paid for your sins, that you are no longer indebted to him, that your debt has been paid, which was paid at the cross by Jesus, by the liberator. It says here in John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Here we have the one that has been invested with the authority from the Holy Spirit, from the Heavenly Father, who has walked the walk, Jesus Christ himself, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This one has arrived to liberate you, to set you free. John 10:10 says, the enemy comes to steal and destroy, but I have come that you may have life abundantly. If you really want to live, if you really want to know what freedom is, come to Jesus. Give yourself to Jesus Surrender yourself to Jesus and receive the message. You can hear the metal doors opening. You can hear the gavel hitting the desk, declaring you free. You are free in the name of Jesus. You have been liberated. Once you come to Jesus, you're not going to be a felon. Once you come to Jesus, you're not going to be someone that escaped and the authorities are going to be looking for you to put you back in prison. No. When the liberator sets you free, you are free indeed. John 8:36. You're no longer a slave. Your mind has been opened. He has opened your sight. He has come to open, to give recovery of sight for the blind. Recovery of sight for the blind. And to set the oppressed free. No more oppression. No more blindness. Once you have Jesus, you're set free. Do you want to be free? Do you want to know what freedom is? It is to have Jesus in your heart. It is to be, to have your name written in the book of life in heaven. To be set free is to know God. John 17:3 says, "For this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." It's not religion. It's not position. It's not financial security. It's having a right standing before God. And this can only happen through Jesus Christ. Do you want him today? Do you want to be set free? Romans chapter 10 speaks that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he resurrected from the dead, you will be free. You will be saved. So do you believe this? If you do, you are free. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that whoever is listening to me, listening to you through me, I pray that they may receive you as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, and that they may be delivered, and that they may know you as Savior, Heavenly Father, that they may know you as Liberator, Jesus Christ, and that they may be filled and sealed with your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. And thank you for listening to the Amado Mendoza Show.